Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all and welcome to another Prophecy Night here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host on this wonderful evening. My name is Prophetess Ellen Bynum. God bless you all if you're joining me for the first time. I greet all those that are waiting in the switchboard, those that are listening via internet, or those that are on the phone line are waiting to receive the word of God concerning your life ministry or whatever it is that God will give me to speak to you on this evening. The call-in number and the listener's number as well is area code 347-884-9664. If you need to contact me, you can find me right on Facebook. You can just send me an inbox message at facebook.com/First Lady Prophetess Ellen Bynum. God bless you all. I'm going to start and open up the phone line because I do have a switchboard with a lot of numbers, and I don't want anyone to get pushed out of the switchboard. It's not necessary that you give your name. Just be direct and just let me know how I could be a blessing to you. All calls in the call box will be answered in the order that the call has come in. And I do have a hold time, so I know who's first, who's second, who's third. In any case, should you get booted out of the switchboard, I'll just recall back. I have everything logged down. I know who you are, and you won't be forgotten. Again, God bless you all. And I pray that if this is your first time, that you receive something from God. Last, let me just mention real quickly, for Wednesday, Relationship Night, we are going to be dealing with the question, can people see the vision but don't understand the assignment? Can people see the vision but don't understand the assignment? That's for this Wednesday for our Relationship Night. So I'm not going to repeat it, so you all could be prepared for it for Wednesday and be a blessing to us all. God bless you. Let's see. Area code 727. God bless you on this evening. How are you?
Well and blessed. And you?
Good. It's so good to hear from you.
Thank you so much.
Well, I hope you have some good news for me.
Oh, yes. Well, the best news is he is risen.
Yes. Amen. That is the best news. Yes. And how is things going with you?
Mm-hmm. Very well. Very well. Thank you.
Okay. How can I be a blessing to you today? Talk to me. I'm here for you by the help of the Lord.
Thank you so much. A prophecy that you have is welcome.
Well, I know last that we spoke back in, actually it was February, the beginning portion of February. I want to ask you one thing in pertaining to that. I would hope that those that are listening, please write down your prophecy. You know, when God gave me the word, I released it, that's it. But I'm going to tell you, when I see your number, the state Atlanta, Georgia came up. And I want to know, are you affiliated with that state? Atlanta, Georgia came up for you.
No, I lived in the Atlanta area for 4 years. That's been 20-plus years ago.
Okay. Well, you know, God can go all the way down to a nick of a carpet and see all things. Will you both relocate it, if you don't mind telling me? Because the point of the matter is, I still see another move. That's why I'm asking.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning you're relocating.
I am currently between the west and east coast of Florida. In other words, on both coasts.
Okay. Well, before this year is out, you would have already been relocated to one specific place. Whether you're going to still be traveling back and forth, God has not shown me that. But when I see your number, right away, I just seem to move, meaning that wherever you're at now, you'll be relocated to a permanent place. Is that something that you was considering and waiting on?
Not so much waiting on, considering.
Okay. Well, this year is the year for it. You know, once again, like I say, it was February 8th I last spoke with you. And just to see Atlanta, Georgia, and you moving there from 20 years, or whether it was 50 years, it didn't matter. It, you know, God just works in areas where he knows that's going to be more familiar for you so you can understand the word of God. But, yes, there will be a permanent move for you. Okay? So you won't have to be going, you know, to the West Coast to this side. It's just going to be one location for you. And I think that will allow you to be a little bit more stable in your life, because it's very difficult to really have something going on if you're from one place to another. You understand?
I do. Do you see which place is more auspicious?
Well, here's the thing with you. Now, the reason why I didn't even say anything about that, because what God had already showed me, and maybe let me just make myself a little clearer. When you are a type of person that moves from place to place, when I say move from place to place, I'm not technically meaning relocate place to place, but you're a very busy person. Your life doesn't allow you to really stay put in one place for so long before you have to get up and go again. So I'm saying that to say this to you. Wherever God may be sending you to relocate, it will be a place that you'll be able to rest there for a while and don't have to worry about relocating. So wherever this move is going to be, it's going to be set up in a way that you can focus more on you and your life. That's what God has given me for you.
Okay.
All righty. And it's so good to hear your voice. I really mean
that.
Thank
you so much. Oh, thank you
okay.
so much.
Yes. God bless you.
God bless you.
Yes, God bless you. She sounds very great. It's so good to hear from her. Again, if you're joining me live, welcome to Prophecy Night. I am your host, Prophet Ellen Bynum. I'm just going to continue on and open up the switchboard. Area code 478. God bless you on this evening.
Hi, this is Patricia.
How are you? God bless you. How you been?
I'm well. How are you? I've been good.
You sure? It's been all the way since November. I spoke with you. I hope you got something good to tell us.
Oh God, I can't remember. Oh yeah. It's been good.
It's the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, not just. How you been? What's going on?
I don't know. Just a little stuff about if I wanna leave my place of work or stay one more year.
Well, give us the deal.
I mean, not leave it like not have a job, but to get a promotion somewhere else.
Well, listen, give us the deal with you. You need to wait on the Lord.
Okay.
When that elevation time comes, God is going to open that door for employment
okay.
for you. And if you got one more year before you can relocate, well, no, let's say this. Let's say if you could leave tomorrow, stand still and wait on God. Because I'm going to reveal something to you, and this is for you. The Lord showed me a vision earlier part of today, and the vision was an open door. But in the vision, the person was scared to go through the open door. And why am I saying this? If you go through an open door before your season, don't you know you can hurt yourself?
Yes.
Because you're entering premature. You're entering premature. And this pretty much lines up what I'm doing on Wednesday. Can a person see the vision but don't understand the assignment? And that relates to you. You see the vision, but you don't understand the assignment.
Yeah.
Wait on the Lord.
Okay.
But I see something else going on with you. I see three females around you. Now, let me make myself a little clear. I'm talking about three women, not young children. I see three women surrounded around you. Whoever these three women are, in between each of them, there's some sort of conflict of interest. Your next door neighbor will tell you hi, but she has something on her mind about you. No, no, I'm just setting a scenario. Your next door neighbor will normally say hi to you, and you go in your house, you go in your, and they go in their house. But you'll never know what's on their heart. They haven't opened up to say, well, this is bothering me about you. I just see conflict of three women surrounded around you. I don't know who they are. Mm-hmm. When I say conflict, I don't mean a physical altercation, and I do not mean a verbal altercation, but there's some kind of conflict with you and three other women. I don't know if it's from the job or where is it from, but I see three women surrounded around you, and it deals with a conflict issue. Are you aware of that?
No, not at work. Not at work.
But wait a minute. These three people don't have to be from the same place. These three, one could be from where you used to live at, the other one could be from the job, and the third one could be from church. But there's three women I see conflict of interest around you.
Okay. Well, now there possibly might be two at work because they didn't get their teaching. They didn't get their teaching contract back. Because we didn't give them their contract back for teaching because they just weren't effective teachers for the type of school that I worked at, that I supervise at.
So that's the problem. But now let me tell you something. They're looking at how, if they can take an action out on that decision. Now, that's how I got to speak because I don't know your task. I don't know how you work. But they're looking into, and that's the third person. They're looking into how they can overrule that decision. Maybe that might make sense.
Yeah. They could do that because if they are with a, like, Page or GAA, they have lawyers that look out for teachers who feel they have been fired wrongly or non-renewed.
Well, they're not sitting on it. I can let you know that they are looking into it. Those are your three people.
Now,
I think. Yes, ma'am.
Now, there's one who has 20. She's tenured. She has 28 years of teaching, but it's not her first time that she's been demoted from school to another school. So she has the most. I would say most ammunition because once a person is tenured, they say they have to go through the process in Georgia. But her evaluations have never been good any place she's been.
Well, she's
not
even an issue.
They just pass her around.
No, she's not an issue. The third person is the person that's going to be helping the two. Okay? Don't hang up. Let me just say this. And this is for the listeners. I'm going to disconnect and take the next caller. This is why it's very important when the prophet is talking, just mellow down and just allow your mind to think because it's so important because God wants to see us do better in life. He wants to see us connected to him. Again, the third person is the two people that are seeking the third person, because they want to overrule this action. They disagree with it. Don't worry about the woman with 28 years because you know her history. She like a turtle. She moves when she wants. It is what it is. She's not even a source.
Okay?
So just be prepared and don't forget what God has spoken. And actually, when you hang up, write these things down and call more often into the show. It's really good to hear from you. Okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, God bless you. God bless you as well. God bless you. God bless you, Erico 904. You missed us Thursday. We was live on the air, but you missed us on Thursday. Let me open up the phone lines to area code 252. God bless you on this evening, area code 252.
God bless you. I also have a question about relocation. I'm fine, and you?
That's good. You know what? Before we get to the relocation, what is the purpose of you wanting to relocate? Because let me tell you why I'm asking. Because that's connected to whatever's going on in your life right now has a lot to do with you wanting to relocate. So I really would prefer to deal with whatever's going on, and then we could deal with the relocation, you know, whether it's from your job or your home or whatever it may be. It's really, well, who is it? I see that. You got a baby? I see a baby.
There's a baby in that. That's in the background. It's a baby in the background on TV just now crying.
Did you see it in spirit? No, honey, stick with me. This is scary, baby.
Well, that was scary. Okay. Yes.
No. Let me help you.
Uh-huh.
Always remember, prophecy is simply a word of confirmation already from the Lord. Okay?
Well,
so I don't want you to
see. As you said, that baby said, wah, on TV.
Okay.
So that's crazy.
Do you have any children? Hey, they
have
God.
I know. I have four, but they're not grown, but they big and they're about their business. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I cannot really fully explain this baby. But I know that if I say, okay, you're gonna have a baby by this year, you'll really start screaming and say, well, look, I didn't call for this, you know. Well, hey, what do you want me to do?
Whatever it is,
it's a new baby. Now, I don't know if it's your children or is it you, but there's a new baby that's going to be welcome into the family.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's what you're expecting to hear. Now.
No, not this early. Okay.
All right. Well, hey, God's perfect timing is the best time. And like I say, it could either be you, your children, anyone that's close to you all, but there's a baby coming into the family, period. That I could tell you. Just make sure you call back into the show and let us know. The second thing is the relocation as far as your employment is concerned or whether it's living conditions.
It's about both, but I just
want
to be somewhere where I'll be comfortable and at peace. I don't have to live with rich people, and it don't have to be all ritzy pritzy and, you know, picket fence and whatever everybody like. But I do want to live somewhere where it's halfway decent, and it's some type of peace for me. And I don't need to make $100,000, but I do need enough money to kind of keep me stabilized, right? So.
Here is the whole deal with you. I want you to also wait on this move because God did say, surround me, meaning that he's surrounding you. See, I want you to spend more of your time branching off, finding different people to be with. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
People that you can relate to, people where you can be yourself, people where you know you're comfortable somewhat, people that you know somewhat that you can trust. Because I see that your surroundings are by influence. I don't need nobody to influence me. Help me, teach me, show me something that I may learn.
Right.
And I see that with you. You don't need to move. You need to move yourself out of the way. Because these people are not really happy. These people are not at peace. And when we're around people who have that type of energy, it affects your energy. Okay.
Yeah.
So learn in this year, in this season, to ask God, teach me how to not become comfort in my zone, but teach me how I can elevate myself in my zone and still make progress to move forward.
Right.
Okay? You don't need to be with people that spend $100 for a tiny steak of meat a dog can't even eat. I'm not calling anybody a dog, but I'm just saying in description. You need to be with people that's going to keep it real and honest with you. All of that doesn't fascinate you at all. But you place yourself there. Yeah, I know what I see. And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
It also has an effect on relationship with you, too.
Yeah, because they're all about that image or whatever.
Yeah.
I got my brand new car. I got 1,000 houses. I this, and they all pompous walking around. You know they really ain't got nothing, but it's all a show. But then they want you to go and have these relationships with these men who are just as vain as they are, and it's just like, and they won't accept nobody I bring to the table, and it's like, well, they're okay because they. Yeah, it's just not me. You
that's
got
not
me all
you
twisted.
Want.
It's not what I'm.
You got,
yeah.
You
yeah.
got to move out. You got so that what the prophet is saying. That's your relocation. It's time to move you. Okay.
Yeah.
It's time to move you. That's all it is. You ain't going nowhere. You're not moving. You're not doing nothing. Stop it. That's not who you are. Be who you are. I'd rather you be who you are than to pretend. So take this year and this season to change that. I'm not saying don't call them. I'm not saying don't physically be with them, but do not allow them to be your agenda.
Okay?
All right. And that's the word of God. And you'll begin to see changes in your relationship, you know, because who is Daryl? And I'm going to write this down. So the next time you call me, I'll have it, Daryl. And in fact, I believe they spell it with one R. I think it's technically spelled with two R's. But who is Daryl?
Well, I know you ain't talking about him, but he's a close cousin.
Look,
so
yes, I am
work.
Talking about him. Yes, no, okay. Look, no, you don't even know what the prophet is going to say.
Okay. That's
obedience.
I'm gonna
tell you why.
Okay. Okay.
I'm gonna tell you why.
Why?
No, he's handsome. He's handsome, but you know what? I want you on your own leisure time. If it's by phone call, it's okay. If it's by text. He needs so much help.
He needs a lot of help.
Yes.
Oh.
And he needs a lot of love. Love. No, he needs to just feel that. And though you may not have talked to him in weeks, days, months, years, I don't know, but don't forget him. There's so much you can help him with that you don't even know. Don't worry about
it. Well, I mean, what's going on in his life then?
Wait a minute. No. God ain't giving me that for you. I need you to focus on what your job God has given me for him. Give him a call. Talk to him. You know, if it's okay, I would like to express, hey, what's up, Carl? How you doing? How was everything?
Right.
And I know you're here for me in a minute. Look, I'm just taking the time to show you some love. You know, hey, look, I don't care how old you are. We all go through something. We all have challenges. I just want to let you know I'm here. Call me anytime you want. Yeah. So God didn't give me to give to you what's going on, but what he is telling me that Daryl needs your help. Stay on it and ask God to lead you, and you'll be a blessing to his life if you obey the word of the Lord.
Okay.
Okay, my darling.
Okay. All
right. You have a blessed time, and make sure you call back and let us know, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Okay, love you. Bye-bye.
All right, bless you. Bye.
You too. Bless you too. Oh, God bless her. You know, I God is so awesome. Every code 904, every code 347-832. God bless you all and those that are listening via internet. You know, if you're joining the program a little late, you know, God is so awesome when he reveals, because he knows exactly what to give me to give to the people, because we always want to know so much, but God knows what we are prepared for and what we are not prepared for. And I just thank God in releasing these prophecies, how important they are, even for the prophet, you know, not to be so quick to talk, but to slow down so the receiver can understand. And one thing that I want to share with you all about receiving a prophecy from any prophet of God, make sure you clearly understand what the prophet is saying. One thing that I do not do, I will never talk over another prophet unless God gives me a word to do so. So not understanding what another prophet tells you and then coming to me and asking me about that prophecy is almost like you took the word from the first prophet and let it hit the ground. Now you're picking it up. You want to bring it to me. I don't pick up anybody's mess. So I like to be direct, firm, and stern when it concerns our people's life. If God say let them know what's going on, then fine. But if God say let them be part of what's going on, that's the only prophecy that I can release. You'll hear people say, do you see me, for example, driving a blue car? The prophet is not subject to the receiver. The prophet is subject to the Holy Spirit. So you can ask the prophet, he or she see this, or does he or she know of this? All you want, the prophet only can be subject to what the Spirit is given to the prophet. That's why it's important that you listen word for word to what the prophet says. Now, if a prophet spoke a word that did not come to pass, could mean many of things. It can also be the fault of the prophet as well, as it also can be the fault to the receiver. And maybe if God allow, I'll come back more and speak on that. Last but least, you hear people say, I received a prophecy 10 years ago and it never happened. It hasn't happened. That can mean a lot of things, because every word you take from the prophet, you should be taking it back to God for clarity and understanding and what God wants you to do. Okay? So I think we all learned a lesson here. Again, God bless you all. Thank you for your obedience and tuning in live with me. Again, for this week, Wednesday, we're going to be dealing with the question, can people see the vision but don't understand the assignment? And I know God is going to bless us with something very awesome. So if the Lord permits, come back here and join me on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as the Lord again will reveal and bless his people. I love you all. God bless you all. I pray that your day, your evening, the rest of your night go exactly the way that God has planned it to be. Again, if you missed these broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com /prophecynight, and you can always download or re-listen to any of the broadcasts. You can even do it on your cell phone. It'll still take you to my page. So, nevertheless, God bless you all. God bless those in the call box, listening via internet, and those that will come in the archives. God bless you all. God's willing, I see you all on Wednesday. Have a blessed evening.